Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All year long.
WCTC Atlanta, WCTC HD1. Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Key Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you, even though it's a special type of hump day because obviously tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So really, this is like a Friday for your boy. And most of everybody here at the station, obviously, because we are going to have the next couple of days off. We're still going to have plenty of programming for you. Don't worry. We'll get into all that here in just a second. But you know what we got to do first? Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my first responders out there, too, protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Appreciate y'all. Salute to y'all. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you as well. Shout out to all my people already at the gym getting that good pump in and getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people that all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, my early morning limo drivers as well. Oh, man, that Kansas Marquette game really did get heated. I'm sorry, I got distracted. But anyways, shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to all my people in the bed listening as well. All right. So talked about, obviously, what's coming up on the game. Obviously, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so the program is going to be a little bit different. But what you do need to know, Sam and Greg are going to be in the building. John Fricke is going to be doing some shows as well. Then tomorrow, specifically, we got all the football you can want. We are going to carry all the NFL games tomorrow. Packers at Lions, Commanders at Cowboys, and 49ers at Seahawks. So, and I think that's actually Cowboys at Commanders. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. We're going to have all three NFL games for you tomorrow on Turkey Day or Ham Day, you know, just straight up good food day, however you want to put it. But don't worry, a whole bunch of good programming is coming your way these next couple of days with everything being different and a lot of people being out. But we got to start off by talking about these Atlanta Falcons, because with no shows tomorrow or Friday for your boy, we got to get into a little preview here for the Saints game. So, Falcons, Saints, Sunday right here on 99 The Game. Of course, you already know that. The flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. You can hear it all here on Sunday with your regular coverage. 9 a.m., Wait For It Tailgate Show. John Fricke, Harper LaBelle, Joe Patrick from 9 to 11. Then, from 11 to 1, it's the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. Then, 1 o'clock, you already know what it is. Wes Durham, Dave Archer, bringing you all the action between the Falcons and the Saints in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Then afterwards, the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network postgame show. 90 minutes of postgame reaction after the Falcons game. That's again with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. And then no Falcons flyover because there is Hawks right after the Falcons game. So full slate of action for you on Sunday as well. But getting into the thick of this game between the Falcons and Saints, the Falcons, to me, they're really going to have to make sure they take care of the football, and that is obvious, but the Saints are tied for third. The third or fourth I've looked at. They have 18, so they're tied for third. Yeah, they have 18 turnovers right now. Their defense has 18 takeaways. Number one team has 20 takeaways. I believe that's the Jaguars. But they like to make you turn the ball over, as any, you know, good team would. I mean, all teams do. It's just some teams are obviously better at it than others. But the Saints are going to try and exploit that the Falcons have had a little bit of a fumbling issue. So trust me, there are going to be plenty of punches at the football. They're going to put some pressure on Desmond Ridder, try to get him to throw some bad passes. So the Falcons are just going to have to be sure they are really, really careful with the football on Sunday, more than usual, because, again, this is a Saints defense that has a lot of takeaways already. Again, tied for third most in the NFL with 18. So that is going to be one huge thing the Falcons have to do. Also, another thing the Falcons have to do, they have to stay on schedule. And Desmond Ridder actually talked about this yesterday. I actually talked about it earlier in the week. He talked about it on Monday with the media. And he talked about making sure that this team stays ahead of schedule. They stay in front of the chains. They don't have any self-inflicted penalties. So they have to make sure they take care of all of those things. Because any team is not going to be good when you're put behind the sticks, when you're not on schedule. But the Falcons have been really, really bad. I mean, it seems like this year, if the Falcons don't have a good first down play, they just can't do anything the rest of the series. Now, of course, there are, just like with anything, there are some outliers to that. They have been able to bounce back from some penalties on some drives, but more times than not, the Falcons just have not been able to get much of anything going if they're put behind the sticks, which, again, isn't surprising. Most teams won't be able to. So that's something the Falcons are going to have to look out for. Another thing, moving over to the defense, they gotta, if Taysom Hill comes in there, don't let Taysom Hill run all over you. We obviously don't know what the what the playing status of Derek Carr is going to be yet. He right now is listed as questionable on the Saints injury report, obviously dealing with a shoulder injury, but he is also in the concussion protocol. So not exactly sure if we're going to be able to see Derek Carr, if Derek Carr is going to be able to play. So right now the Falcons are preparing for Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, and Taysom Hill. Preparing for all three QBs. And there could be a chance we see all three. But if Taysom Hill is out there, don't let Taysom Hill carve you up, because the Falcons, these past few years, it just seems like they've had so much trouble with Taysom Hill. I mean, it just seems like they can't do anything with that dude. A couple years back, he started and he had two touchdown passes, ran all over the Falcons. I mean, he just seems to have the Falcons number. Let's not let Taysom Hill have the Falcons number tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday. Let's just not have that happen. Can we do that? I think that's pretty easy. Easy enough. Like, come on. Defense is much improved. I think the Falcons hopefully should be able to neutralize a Saints offense that is now, we know, going to be missing Michael Thomas. Thomas placed on IR yesterday, the Saints announced. Knee injury, I believe. So he's going to be out at least four games. So there's going to be no Michael Thomas. That means you'll be able to really key on Chris Olave, the obviously Saints young, very good wide receiver. Was in the same draft class as Drake London a couple years back. And I'm seeing the highlights to this Hawks-Pacers game right now, too. I mean, defense was definitely optional, but we'll talk about that in about 30 minutes. But again, going back to the Falcons, they just, it would be great if the Falcons could somehow play a complete football game, because they just have not had that yet. We haven't been able to really play complimentary football. It seems like the days are offense is on, defense struggles a little bit, and, you know, most games when our defense is playing well, then our offense struggles with turnovers or struggles moving the ball or something of that nature. So it would just be very, very refreshing, especially coming off the bye week, coming off a three-game losing streak, or currently being on a three-game losing streak, however you want to put it. It would be so very nice if the Falcons could just play a good, clean, complete football game against the rivals, against the Aints, because it's hate week. And it's going to be tough, obviously. This is going to be not an easy game for the Falcons. The Saints are a solid football team, 5-5 right now. And even with some of the injuries they're dealing with, they still got weapons. Still have Alvin Kamara. Again, still have Chris Olave. We'll see what happens at the quarterback position. But even if it is Jameis and Taysom Hill, those are still two very capable guys that can carve you up if you don't put pressure on them. And if you obviously bust some coverages, they can throw it downfield on you, especially Jameis more than Taysom, because we know if Jameis out there, he going to take his shots. Jameis out there, he going to go downfield and he going to make some throws. He going to try to thread the needle. Now, that could work to our benefit, but it also could hurt the Falcons a little bit too if he's connecting on those, because we know Jameis got that big gunslinger energy, that big, big gunslinger energy. But again, offensively, Falcons, just if we can just limit turnovers, not shoot ourselves in the foot, because that's what it's really felt like all season long that we've done. We've been able to move the football. Like, I don't feel like that's really been a problem. Now, with Taylor Heinicke in there, I think it became a little bit more of an issue after the second half of the Tennessee game, because, of course, second half of the Tennessee game, Taylor Heinicke did a good job moving the ball, putting points on the board. But against Arizona against Minnesota seemed like that was more of an issue. And that Minnesota defense is good, so got to give credit there. But, again, still a game the Falcons should have won and argued could have put more points on the board. But it does seem like most of the year this Falcons offense has been able to move the ball, and it's just whether it's a fumble, interception, costly penalty, whatever reason, there's just some type of self-inflicted wound, self-inflicted penalty that is just really stopping this Falcons offense from being what we all know it could be with Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Jonnu Smith and guys like that. So hopefully they can clean things up, play some nice complimentary football, and go get a dub, because this game has huge, huge playoff implications besides it being a big game because you're at home taking on your NFC South rival. The Falcons are also trying to stay undefeated in the division. Right now they're 2-0, trying to move to 3-0 in the division with a win on Sunday and moving to first place. New Orleans currently sitting at 5-5. You're at 4-6. You beat them, obviously be at 5-6, and you'll have the head-to-head tiebreaker. So you'll be in first place. So this is a huge game because we just laid out what happens if the Falcons win, but if they lose, now you're 2-1 in the division. Now you're on a 4-game losing streak. Now you're 2 whole games behind New Orleans, and you do a lot of damage to your playoff hopes. So I'm not going to say the Falcons' playoff hopes are completely over, finished, stick a fork in them, they're done, but they don't win on Sunday, they're going to make it extremely hard when it comes to coming back, winning the division, because not only you're going to be 2 whole games behind the Saints, NFC record isn't going to be very good. Again, you'll drop one in the division, they'll have one of the head-to-head games, so you really just won't be able to control your own destiny like you will moving forward if you get the win on Sunday. So, goes without saying, but huge, huge, huge game for the Falcons on Sunday. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about these new college football playoff rankings. Georgia stayed where they were supposed to be. They're still at number one. Top three, matter of fact, hasn't changed, but there is a new number 4. Is it justified? We'll talk about it in 5. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy good over the hump day Wednesday. Also, Thanksgiving Eve as well. Hope you all have some great plans for your Thanksgiving tomorrow. Doesn't seem like it's tomorrow. I don't know why. Just, man. Today is Wednesday, right? Like, I'm not tripping. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Oof. It just does not seem like it. Man, this whole year has just flown by. Like, they aren't kidding. Like, when you get older, and I'm 27, I'm not, you know, Andy and Randy, love those guys. They like to, you know, poke fun at my age sometimes, call me 19 or 20. I'm 27 years old. I'm a grown man. I'm just a young grown man. I'm a young man, you know what I'm saying? But either way it goes, when you are told that your life and time will start to move faster once you get past high school, because, I mean, college flew by for me. College felt like a year, maybe two, not four. And now, I mean, time feels like it's flying at the speed of light. A week feels like a day. A day feels like a couple of hours. I mean, it's just, whew, a month feels like a week. A year feels like a couple of months. Like, it's just time. The way time flies, really, when you get older, is quite crazy. Didn't expect it to go this fast. So we are already almost through the year 2023, believe it or not, and almost in the year 2024. So it's just crazy. But I say all that to say, I hope you have a very, very good Thanksgiving. Whatever you got planned, hopefully it all involves eating some good food, being around friends, family, loved ones, and if you're into that, watching some football as well. If you're into getting down to some football, maybe, you know, playing a little two-hand touch in the backyard, or, you know, if you play tackle football too, hey, go ahead. If you get down like that, I don't know if I would be able to do that. I mean, I could, but, you know, I feel it, though. But anywho, again, just hope you all have a very happy, safe, and good, healthy Thanksgiving as well. But we got to talk about some college football because, of course, with the holidays come some really, really good football games as well. And we're starting to get into that because it's rivalry week during college football this week. Georgia Tech going at it. On Saturday, 7:30, primetime game. Oregon State going at it on Friday. Texas and Texas Tech, I believe, going at it on Friday. Washington playing Washington State. A lot of good football games. But the biggest of them all, besides Georgia, Georgia Tech here, obviously, which I think, by the way, will be a tougher game for Georgia than a lot of people think. Look, I still think at the end of the day, Georgia's probably going to smoke them. let's keep that clear. Georgia's still probably going to smoke Georgia Tech. But I do think Georgia will give them a solid quarter, maybe a half of some good fight. We'll see. But the biggest one of them all, obviously, is Ohio State taking on Michigan, headed to Ann Arbor, headed to the Big House to take on the Wolverines. So that one is going to be huge. By the way, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Saturday. Coverage beginning at 11:30. So make sure you don't miss that. Tune into 92.9 if you're going to be on the road for whatever reason on Saturday. Maybe you're going to be traveling back to get here, back for work or whatever. If you're going to be traveling in the car on Saturday and you really want to hear the Michigan-Ohio State game, have no fear. 92.9 The Game's got you covered. Just tap in 11:30. We'll have some pregame coverage, and we'll have the game in its entirety at noon. So we got you covered here on 92.9 The Game for all the biggest games in college football and the NFL as well. But college football playoff rankings came out yesterday. The latest college football playoff rankings came out yesterday, and there were no surprises in the top three, but maybe a bit of a surprise when it comes to the four spot. Georgia at number one, Ohio State at number two, Michigan at number three, but at number four, the Fighting Andy Bunkers have moved on up in the world. Washington at number four, jumping over Florida State, the Seminoles, who obviously just took a big hit and suffered a big injury. Jordan Travis, their starting quarterback, getting prayers up for him, had a just gruesome leg injury, and he actually announced yesterday that he is going to be obviously moving on to the NFL, pursuing the draft, and his collegiate career is over. So you hate that it had to end that way for Jordan Travis, but you definitely understand why. And look, he probably was going to come out after this year anyway, but it definitely is upsetting, and it doesn't sit right with you when you see a guy's collegiate career, or just career in general, at any level, at any sport, have to end the way Jordan Travis's did. But he'll be able to come back, and hopefully he'll be able to make a good NFL career for himself. So we'll see. But was it right for the committee to put Washington over Florida State? Do you think it happened because of the Jordan Travis injury? Do you think that played any part in it? In the back of their minds, I think so, but I don't think they ultimately made the swap because of the Jordan Travis injury. I just think they made the swap because Washington has got some really impressive wins on their resume now, maybe more so than Florida State. I mean, if you go down both schedules, which we will do here momentarily, if you go down both schedules and look, I mean, Washington has a very, very solid resume. They obviously just beat Oregon State, who was number 11 when they beat them, obviously losing to Washington, dropped Oregon State down to 16 now, but still top 25 team, ranked team. And if you go through Washington's whole season and their whole resume, they beat Oregon, which Oregon was number 8 when they beat them. That was a 7-8 matchup, and Washington beat Oregon. Then again, they beat Utah, or even before that, go a week before, they beat Utah, they beat USC. USC was ranked 20th when Washington beat them 52-42. Then that next week, Washington took on the 18th ranked Utes in Utah, beat them 35-28. And then for a third week in a row, beat a ranked opponent, taking down what was then number 11 Oregon State last week. So they go to USC, beat the 20th ranked team 52-42. They beat the 18th ranked team, Utah, at home 35-28. Then they beat a top 15 team, then again. Oregon State was ranked number 11 last week before losing to Washington. So they beat a top 15 ranked team on the road, 22-20, when they beat Oregon State on the road. So their last 3 weeks, they have put together a solid, solid resume. And then if we go to the flip side and look at Florida State and check out their whole body of work, Florida State obviously taking on Florida this week. That'll be a tough game for them, even though Florida is unranked. You know, the SEC competition hit different. Obviously, Florida State beat LSU, a top five team, coming into that first game of the season. They beat LSU 45-24. So that still is a solid win against LSU, looking at it now. They beat Duke, who was then ranked 16th when they beat them, 38-20. And other than that, they don't have a whole lot of that was all their ranked wins. Other than that, they've had Miami, they had Pitt, Wake Forest, they Syracuse, not a whole lot of tough games. They did beat Clemson 31-24. So they did beat a Clemson team that is still solid. Again, not the Clemson we have come to know, but still a solid Clemson team. So that's a solid victory. So, and then they'll have to take on what we think will be top 10, at least number 10 ranked Louisville team, maybe a little bit higher depending on what happens with Ohio State, Michigan, and how that shakes up the rankings a little bit. But they'll be at least taking on, if Louisville wins, a top 10 Louisville team in the ACC championship. So they'll put together a nice resume. But I think right now, Washington's body of work, Washington's resume is stronger. I don't think the Jordan Travis injury really matters when it comes to Washington being fourth and Florida State being fifth. I don't think that really played in. And again, of course it was in the back of their mind, but I don't think that really was the final straw on their decision. I don't even think it really was that much of a factor. I think they were obviously thinking about it, but I don't think it was that much of a factor in that decision. I think Washington has the better body of work, and they have the better body of work as of late, getting three straight wins against top 25 teams. And for that reasons, and for those reasons, Washington right now is ahead of Florida State. Now, again, Florida State, they'll have every opportunity, still being undefeated, to go get themselves an ACC championship against top 10 Louisville team. And Washington's going to have to play Oregon again for the Pac-12, so that could play itself out. One of those teams loses, obviously. That team that doesn't lose is going to either stay at four if it's Washington or move up to four if it's Florida State. So it'll all play itself out. But if those two teams win out, I think we now know Washington wins out. They should be the number four team. And Florida State wins out, they might be on the outside looking in at that five spot. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays itself out. But we also do have to think about, too, Ohio State and Michigan. I always forget they're playing each other this week. So they'll be able to – both those teams should be able to move up a spot, too. So as long as they both win out, then they probably should get in. If everybody wins out in the top four right now, which besides Ohio State and Michigan, obviously one of them is going to lose – it should be Georgia. Whoever wins between Ohio State and Michigan, that team will be two. Then either Florida State, Washington will be the last two spots. Probably Washington three, Florida State number four if they both win out. Just going off of what the committee is doing now. So it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. Alabama, obviously, they're trying to get in there, and I think we now know the only way for Alabama to really get in there is obviously beat Georgia in the SEC championship game. If they don't do that, I don't think they make it in. Texas, they're going to need some help too, sitting at that number seven spot. So a lot to still play out with a week remaining in the regular season of college football before we get into championship week, and that will tell a lot of tales as well. But when we come back, about 5 minutes from now, we got to talk about the Atlanta Hawks a little bit because defense was optional. And now the Hawks could be facing elimination in the play-in tournament. Now, I don't know if you're worried about that or not, but we'll talk about it because the Hawks did lose a game that had play-in tournament implications last night because the Indiana Pacers, with their win over the Hawks last night, 157 to 152, by the way. My goodness. The Pacers clinched a berth in the quarterfinal round of the in-season tournament. So we'll talk about it all, recap it right after this on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Dylan Matthews here, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take here on a Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Day before Thanksgiving. Hope you got some good plans, eat a lot of good food, be around some of your favorite people, and maybe taking a lot of football as well. Got plenty of games here for you on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. The full triple header will be on 92.9 The Game, the full Thanksgiving slate of games. You can also hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So if you're going to be in your car at any point during the day tomorrow, don't worry. You won't have to miss a single second of the action because we'll have it for you all here on 92.9 The Game. That's Packers at Lions. That's Cowboys at Commanders. And that's 49ers at Seahawks as well. All going to be here on the game. And that's actually, the Commanders are actually at Dallas, excuse me. So we're going to have all the action for you here on 92.9 The Game. But we got to look at the NBA here for a little bit. We got to talk about our Atlanta Hawks, show them some love. But, man, they didn't really play a whole lot of defense. Neither team played a whole lot of defense in that Indiana Pacers game. 157 to 152, the final score. Defense definitely was optional, and more times than not, both teams said, "Nah, we're good on defense. What? We don't have to play defense tonight. Nah, that's all right. It's all good." But man, that was a tough game for the Hawks to lose to. I mean, they're now kind of facing elimination, could be eliminated from the in-season tournament with that loss to the Pacers. The Pacers, still undefeated in in-season tournament play, have now clinched a quarterfinal berth in the in-season tournament. And like I said, the Hawks kind of, you know, fighting for their lives as far as the in-season tournament goes. But taking a deeper look into this game yesterday, I mean, it was, again, a lot of points being scored, not a lot of defense being played. Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers finished the game with 37 points, 16 assists, 11 of 18 from the field, 9 of 15 from three. He was going well. Buddy Hield, 24 points, 6 of 6 from three. The man's did not miss. He only missed two shots total, 9 of 11 from the field. Like I said, 6 of 6 from three. Miles Turner, solid game, 11 points, 9 rebounds. Naismith had 17 points. Bruce Brown had 13 points. Obi Toppin, the former Knick, had 21 points off the bench. T.J. McConnell had 19 off the bench. So, yeah, when you score 157 points, somebody's got to score them. And it was a pretty balanced effort for the Indiana Pacers. As far as the Hawks go, they were a little top-heavy scoring-wise, as you would maybe expect. Trae Young had 38 points, 13 to 17 from the field, 5-8 from three. So that is promising, even though obviously you never like to see a loss. Promising to see Trae Young shoot it well from three. He's been struggling a little bit this year with his three-point shot, so it was good to see him shoot well from three. But again, wish the Hawks could have played a smidge more defense last night. But again, Trae, 38 points, 8 assists last night. DeJounte had 28 points, 5 assists, 4 or 6 from 3, 11 and 19 from the field. Clint Capella, 14 points, only 5 rebounds. So Clint's rebounding has been kind of wishy-washy this season and not good. You know, you are Clint. You know, Clint usually these past few years has been an automatic double-double. And, you know, that could be a product of, again, Jalen Johnson's attacking the glass more. He had 17 points, 7 rebounds. So that could be a product of that. Sadiq Bey off the bench, he had 10 boards as well, so that could be a part of it too. Onyeka Okongwu, obviously 6 rebounds last night. So you would like to see that rebounding number definitely go up for Clint Capella because it has been, again, a little wishy-washy when it comes to the rebounding for Clint this season. Like I told you, Jalen Johnson has 17 points, 6 of 12 from the field for Jalen. He had another solid night. He just continues night in, night out to put up solid performances. DeAndre Hunter, 7 points, 3 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. And Yek, I told you, has 7 points. He had 6 rebounds. Sadiq Bey, 12 points, 10 rebounds. He had himself a nice little double-double. 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Bogey off the bench in 26 minutes, 26 points, 2 of 5 from 3, 10 of 15 from the field. So they shot 60% from the field, 48% from 3. So, again, they were knocking down their shots, but so were the Pacers. They also shot 60% from the field and 48% from 3. So, again, the Pacers played just a little bit better defense and, you know, Hawks missed just one or two more shots than the Pacers did, and that ended up being the difference in the game. But in all seriousness, the Hawks obviously have to make sure they have more consistent defensive performances. And look, we kind of had a feeling that this game was going to be like this. We had a feeling that this game had a chance to be, you know, a game where both where the combined score is, you know, upper 200s, which it ends up being what actually over 300 because both teams got over 150. So more than 300. So, I mean, this was a game we kind of expected, but you would hope the Hawks would surprise you and play a little defense and limit the Pacers. But you do also have to give credit to the Pacers. They're a good, very good offensive team, have a lot of offensive weapons. They've added depth to that lineup offensively, obviously bringing in Bruce Brown, who can do some things offensively. We know about Buddy Hield, Obi Toppin, bringing him a nice spark off the bench as well. We can't forget about Benedict Mathurin as well, who's now coming off the bench for them. He was starting a lot last year, and now he's coming off the bench, and he gave them a nice spark off the bench too. Didn't even mention he had 19 points, 7 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. So, again, they got some weapons, but, I mean, we got weapons too, and you saw we put up numbers, but you just, again, you know the theme for this year has been defense, and when you see them give up a 157 spot to an opposing team, you're like, oh, I thought we were supposed to be emphasizing defense. What's going on? What's happening? So, hopefully the Hawks can bounce back tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. Take on Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and those boys in Brooklyn. Still going to be here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. This is not an in-season tournament game, though. This is just a regular season game. And the Hawks, if you're wondering, next in-season tournament game will be next Tuesday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, again, that's going to pretty much be a must-win when it comes to the in-season tournament so they aren't eliminated and can keep moving towards the group play stage for the Atlanta Hawks. But, as always, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you can hear the game, obviously, tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage starting at 7 o'clock. I believe Mike Conti's going to be working the Hawks game tonight. Well, Mike Conti, Steve Holman, going to be there at State Farm Arena giving you all the Atlanta Hawks action. But when we come back, we got to check in at the airport. What? Yeah, at the airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, because that is where the morning shift and the steakhouse will be this morning. So we'll check in with the morning shift next, live from the airport, live from Hartsfield-Jackson. See what they got going on at the airport, having some fun. I believe, too, first ever show here on 929 The Game going to be done at the airport. So history being made today by the morning shift in the steakhouse doing shows from the airport. So we'll check in with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, again, from the airport, and see what they got coming up on a Wednesday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan Matthews here live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take here on a Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Day before Thanksgiving. Hope you got some good plans. Eat a lot of good food. Be around some of your favorite people. And maybe taking a lot of football as well. Got plenty of games here for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The full triple header will be on 92.9 The Game, the full Thanksgiving slate of games. You can also hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So if you're going to be in your car at any point during the day tomorrow, don't worry. You won't have to miss a single second of the action because we'll have it for you all here on 92.9 The Game. That's Packers at Lions. That's Cowboys at Commanders. And that's 49ers at Seahawks as well. All going to be here on the game. And that's actually, the Commanders are actually at Dallas, excuse me. So we're going to have all the action for you here on 92.9 The Game. But we got to look at the NBA here for a little bit. We got to talk about our Atlanta Hawks, show them some love. But, man, they didn't really play a whole lot of defense. Neither team played a whole lot of defense in that Indiana Pacers game. 157-152, the final score. Defense definitely was optional, and more times than not, both teams said, we're good on defense. What? We don't have to play defense tonight. Nah, that's all right. It's all good. But, man, that was a tough game for the Hawks to lose to. I mean, they're now kind of facing elimination, could be eliminated from the in-season tournament with that loss to the Pacers. The Pacers, still undefeated in in-season tournament play, have now clinched a quarterfinal berth in the in-season tournament. And like I said, the Hawks kind of, you know, fighting for their lives as far as the in-season tournament goes. But taking a deeper look into this game yesterday, I mean, it was, again, a lot of points being scored. Not a lot of defense being played. Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers finished the game with 37 points, 16 assists, 11 of 18 from the field, 9 of 15 from three. He was going well. Buddy Hield, 24 points, 6 of 6 from three. The man's did not miss. He only missed two shots total, 9 of 11 from the field. Like I said, 6 of 6 from three. Miles Turner, solid game, 11 points, 9 rebounds. Naismith had 17 points. Bruce Brown had 13 points. Obi Toppin, the former Knick, had 21 points off the bench. TJ McConnell had 19 off the bench. So, yeah, when you score 157 points, somebody's got to score them. And it was a pretty balanced effort for the Indiana Pacers. As far as the Hawks go, they were a little top-heavy scoring-wise, as you would maybe expect. Trae Young had 38 points, 13 of 17 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3. So that is promising, even though obviously you never like to see a loss. Promising to see Trae Young shoot it well from 3. He's been struggling a little bit this year with his 3-point shot. So it was good to see him shoot well from three. But again, wish the Hawks could have played a smidge more defense last night. But again, Trae, 38 points, 8 assists last night. DeJounte had 28 points, 5 assists, 4 of 6 from 3, 11 of 19 from the field. Clint Capella, 14 points, only 5 rebounds. So Clint's rebounding has been kind of wishy-washy this season and not good. You know, you are Clint. You know, Clint usually these past few years has been an automatic double-double. And, you know, that could be a product of, again, Jalen Johnson's attacking the glass more. He had 17 points, 7 rebounds. So that could be a product of that. Sadiq Bey off the bench, he had 10 boards as well. So that could be a part of it too. Onyeka Okongwu, obviously, 6 rebounds last night. So you would like to see that rebounding number definitely go up for Clint Capella because it has been, again, little wishy-washy when it comes to the rebounding for Clint this season. Like I told you, Jalen Johnson has 17 points, 6 of 12 from the field for Jalen. He had another solid night. He just continues night in, night out to put up solid performances. DeAndre Hunter, 7 points, 3 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. And Yek, I told you, has 7 points. He had 6 rebounds. Sadiq Bey, 12 points, 10 rebounds. He had himself a nice little double-double. 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Bogey off the bench in 26 minutes, 26 points, 2 of 5 from 3, 10 of 15 from the field. So they shot 60% from the field, 48% from 3. So again, they were knocking down their shots, but so were the Pacers. They also shot 60% from the field and 48% from 3. So again, the Pacers played just a little bit better defense and, you know, Hawks missed just one or two more shots than the Pacers did, and that ended up being the difference in the game. But in all seriousness, the Hawks obviously have to make sure they have more consistent defensive performances. And look, we kind of had a feeling that this game was going to be like this. We had a feeling that this game had a chance to be, you know, a game where both where the combined score is, you know, upper 200s, which it ends up being, what, actually over 300 because both teams got over 150, so more than 300. So, I mean, this was a game we kind of expected, but you would hope the Hawks would surprise you and play a little defense and limit the Pacers. But you do also have to give credit to the Pacers. They're a good, very good offensive team, have a lot of offensive weapons. They've added depth to that lineup offensively, obviously bringing in Bruce Brown, who can do some things offensively. We know about Buddy Hield, Obi Toppin, bringing him a nice spark off the bench as well. We can't forget about Benedict Mathurin as well, who's now coming off the bench for them. He was starting a lot last year, And now he's coming off the bench, and he gave them a nice spark off the bench, too. Didn't even mention he had 19 points, 7-10 from the field, 2-4 from three. So, again, they got some weapons, but, I mean, we got weapons, too, and you saw we put up numbers, but you just, again, you know the theme for this year has been defense, and when you see them give up a 157 spot to an opposing team, you're like, oh, I thought we were supposed to be emphasizing defense. What's going on? What's happening? So, hopefully the Hawks can bounce back tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. Take on Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and those boys in Brooklyn. Still going to be here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. This is not an in-season tournament game, though. This is just a regular season game. And the Hawks, if you're wondering, next in-season tournament game will be next Tuesday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, again, that's going to pretty much be a must-win when it comes to the in-season tournament so they aren't eliminated and can keep moving towards the group play stage for the Atlanta Hawks. But as always, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you can hear the game, obviously, tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage starting at 7 o'clock. I believe Mike Conte's going to be working the Hawks game tonight. Well, Mike Conte, Steve Holman, going to be there at State Farm Arena, giving you all the Atlanta Hawks action. But when we come back, we got to check in at the airport. What? Yeah, at the airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, because that is where the morning shift and the steakhouse will be this morning. So we'll check in with the morning shift next, live from the airport, live from Hartsfield-Jackson. See what they got going on at the airport, having some fun. I believe, too, first ever show here on 99 The Game going to be done at the airport. So history being made today by the morning shift and the steakhouse doing shows from the airport. So we'll check in with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, again, from the airport, and see what they got coming up on a Wednesday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.